In my secondary school, I learned English through drama. I think this is quite funny because I can communicate with other students and the teachers, not only just talking, but include the other action and my facial expressions. I think it's quite memorable in my secondary times, yes. And also about the reading experience, I think reading of English is not quite memorable, but reading in the junior form, in form 1 to form 3, there are some international teachers come from other countries will read aloud stories to us and explain the stories. I think it's quite memorable because not only I just read the books, but also international teachers can pronounce good English with good pronunciation. So I think it's quite memorable too.
Looking at your background, I note that you spent a few years in Canada when you were very young. You were born there, and then you came to Hong Kong.
Yes.
So how did you find, or what do you remember from that experience that you're in Canada and you're in the education system and you spoke English there, right?
Yes.
And then you came to Hong Kong and then you switched to Cantonese.
Yes.
So what was that experience like?
I think the experience is quite difficult and so complicated because the language structure of Cantonese and English is very different. And also the pronunciation of Cantonese is more complicated because it has 9 vowel sounds, but English only have 5. So I've spent quite a lot of time on it because I'm still young at that time. So I just feel comfortable with the Cantonese also. And I think the difference is only about the pronunciation.
So just going back to that time in Canada, so when you were in school, you used English. What about at home? Did you use English or Cantonese?
I mainly used English at that time also.
Was that because your parents wanted to use English?
Yes, English. Because that English is the international English.
And so they didn't want you guys to speak Cantonese at home?
At that time, they think that English is more important than Cantonese, yes.
And then one other question I want to ask you is that you are majoring to be a teacher of mathematics.
Yes.
And there is a few schools of thought about language and instruction for subjects, particularly like math. Some people say that we should teach maths in the student's mother tongue, and others say it's okay to teach it in a second language, particularly English. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that the language is not the most important thing, although it is quite important for students to learn it. But I think I think we should use English for mathematics because most of the theories we now in for the school is from the Western countries, from the Gauss and from other like Newton. I think if we use Chinese, it is more complicated for students to understand because English for the theories is the first language. So we can just learn English for the mathematics and it is more easy to understand, yes.
But just one thing, isn't things like percentages and times tables round the other way in Chinese as opposed to English?
This is not, I think Cantonese is quite okay, but not only, it is not often, no need to change to English, I think. But the theory, but the knowledge and curriculum, yes, curriculum should use English, I think.